Now, in the first two chapters, we just continue right on with the story of David. And here, actually, we have David in chapter 1. He becomes senile. And then we have the abortive attempt of Adonijah to seize the throne. And also, we have Solomon anointed by David. So this first chapter is actually a tremendous chapter, by the way, that opens 1 Kings. Now let's begin reading here. It's a sad verse that opens here. We read, "Now King David was old and stricken in years, and they covered him with cloths, but he gat no heat." David is old now, and he's senile. He's an old man. It's difficult to conceive of David as an old man. We always think of David from the Sunday school card that was given to us when we were little, picture of a shepherd boy. And it's difficult to picture him as an old, senile man, but that's what he is. Now, we find that Adonijah, his son, takes advantage of him in this condition, and he attempts to put himself on the throne, make himself king. And, of course, that's not going to fit in with God's plan. And we see a great deal of intrigue that goes on here. That was one of the things that characterized the reign of David, was the amount of intrigue that went on. Now let's find out who Adonijah was. This is the first time that he's really been mentioned to us in any prominent connection at all. Verse 5. "Then Adonijah, the son of Haggith, exalted himself." And that word, exalted himself, is interesting. For there's a verse of Scripture that you can put right down over it. "He that exalteth himself shall be abased." Well, that's going to be true of Adonijah. And he exalted himself by saying, "I will be king." And he prepared him chariots and horsemen and 50 men to run before him. And his father had not displeased him at any time in saying, "Why hast thou done so?" And he also was a very goodly man, and his mother bare him after Absalom. Now there are many things that have said to us here about Adonijah. We already know about him. He's a very proud young man. He has a very high regard for himself. He's a very conceited young man, by the way. And you detect in him some of the traits of his brother, Absalom. Absalom led a rebellion against David. This boy, I think, had something not been done, he would have led a rebellion against his own father, David. But David, now being senile and old, and he had never had a reputation of disciplining his family. I tell you, he certainly had a disorganized family. It was in the palace of David, it was organized chaos all the time. And what we have is this boy here taking advantage of the situation. And he is a brother of Absalom. This tells us a great deal about him. And David never rebuked him. When he did this, David, I think, just smiled as an old indulgent man would over this boy of his. And he conferred with Joab, the son of Zeruiah, and with Abiathar the priest, and they, following Adonijah, helped him. Now, Joab, who had been loyal to David all the way through, he now goes over to this boy Adonijah. And very candidly, you can see his position. He's feathering his nest. He's preparing for the future. David's old. He'll be gone shortly. Now, Joab wants to be on the winning side. The only one on the scene that's making any move to the throne is Adonijah. And as a result, this man Joab, who had tremendous influence in the palace and the court of David, he'd been David's right-hand man from the very beginning. And I'm confident he was loyal to David. I do not believe he would have permitted this boy Adonijah to touch a hair of David's head. But he did want somebody you know, on the scene to come to the throne at this time. And there's no other boy, no other son of David that seemed to be likely. And I think that's interesting. I do not think Joab would have picked Solomon as king. And if you want my judgment, I would say that David did not want Solomon either. After all, Absalom was his choice. And you would think that he probably would smile at the move of Adonijah, because Adonijah must have been very much like Absalom.